Welcome to Fashion Designers Get Paid, a podcast for burnt out fashion designers who want to ditch the toxic rat race, say bye-bye to backstabbing bosses, and work with brands who value and respect them. I'm your host, Heidi, and I believe that you can do things differently in your fashion career. Because the truth is, most industry jobs will underpay and overwork you. And having your own brand is far from profitable. Let's also be honest, most of them fail. So if you actually want to, well, be a fashion designer and get paid, the best way to do it is as a freelancer. Now, maybe you've been told that brands don't accept remote freelancers, or that freelancing means being an exploited temp employee working full-time without benefits. Or to work freelance, you have to be a rock star expert with all the skills from design through development. I'm going to show you that it is possible to be a real freelancer in fashion, work remotely with brands you love, and make money, even if you're terrified you don't have all the answers. You got this, and I'm here to help you do it. If you're just starting your freelance career in the fashion industry, you might be wondering, what are the best platforms out there? What are the best websites to find clients? And if you want to go somewhere where there are actual, air quote, freelance job postings, the one and only site that I recommend and that my students recommend, this is data after surveying over 500 students inside my freelance accelerator program, the one and only site that we have found over and over that offers good, possibly good freelance opportunities is Upwork. Real quick, before we jump into the episode, I want to let you know about my next live event. It is a one-day live training to give you the skills, tools, and confidence you need to finally find well-paying clients who know the value of your services. It is on May 30th, and you can get registered at soheidi.com/live. The link is in the show notes. All right, now let's get started. Now, I say possibly good because there's a disclaimer here. The reality is that there are still junk opportunities on Upwork. There are still junky PETA clients, PETA, pain in the ass, literally PITA. That's what that stands for if you don't know that acronym. There are still pain in the ass and cheap clients on Upwork, but we do find students, and of our students, what they reported back to us is that they have the best luck on Upwork across all the other platforms. Fiverr is junk. Don't spend any time there. People per hour, we do hear a little bit of success from there from the European, the UK market. We don't really see that here in the US from our students. So Upwork is really the one place. Now, at the beginning, just a minute ago, I said true remote freelance work, or if you want to go somewhere and find, air quote, true remote freelancing opportunities, that's going to happen on Upwork. Now, you can find freelance, air quote, freelance opportunities on platforms like LinkedIn and job boards like Indeed or Style Careers. But the reality is that 99.9% of those freelance jobs are temp jobs in disguise. I call them permalance jobs, and they're jobs where you are required to show up on site, whether that's 5 days a week or 3 days a week or what have you, but you're required to essentially show up, work on site, work the scheduled hours that they have for you. And you're basically showing up and acting and looking like an employee, but you're not getting the benefits of an employee. And this is technically illegal in a lot of places. And in my opinion, extremely abusive and exploitative to our industry. It's very, very advantageous to the brand. They get someone, an employee, an air quote employee at their beck and call to work when and where they want and be on demand, yet they're not paying any of the benefits, the health insurance, the paid days off, et cetera. And so I don't support this type of work. And that is the type of work that you typically find listed under air quote freelance opportunities on these big job boards. And so the only site that we recommend that based off of all the data from my students and all the experience that I've seen with my students over the years is Upwork to find true remote freelance gigs. So the reality is, like I mentioned, you can find junk work on Upwork, but you can find good stuff. And so a few things to think about when you're looking on Upwork in terms of how to find good quality clients. So you want to take a look at the budget, right? Like money is not everything, but a higher budget can often indicate a serious client. I always joke that cheap clients expect a tech pack for $5. But the reality is that those fashion brands are out there, and there's a fine line between them not knowing the value of the work if they're not experienced in fashion and them just being cheap. So you need to use your judgment and use your gut or offer some education about what goes into the work in your proposal if their budget expectations are too low. The second thing you're going to want to look at is to review the project descriptions. You're going to want to look for detailed project briefs with specific questions and requests. They don't necessarily need to be fashion industry perfect because many startups, you know, might not know the right terms and abbreviations, but make sure that they're giving you enough detail to show you that they're serious. And last, I would definitely avoid bidding wars. Projects that have too many proposals often are just going to lead to high competition and lower bids. And there's a good chance that they've already hired someone or have stopped looking at candidates because they just have too many options already. So I suggest moving on and looking for opportunities that have less competition. And yes, this does mean setting alerts and jumping on gigs right when they're posted. One thing I've heard from our students over and over is that the reality is when it comes to Upwork, and maybe people per hour if you're in the UK, is that you have a much better chance at getting the opportunity if you jump in there right away. So this does mean kind of being on top of it, and I know Upwork has some pretty heavy-duty email reminder options to set up, so definitely get in there and create your settings. Next thing you're going to want to increase your chance. Once you feel like you've found like a quality client, you're going to want to create a profile that's professional and it's going to attract the ideal fashion brands. So on your profile, you want to be super niche. Most brands are not looking for someone who does everything. They want someone who does the exact thing that they need. You don't want to be what I call the mall food court of freelancers where you're like, I do swim and I do lingerie and I do denim and I do kids and I do handbags and I do all the things. And I do social media too. You want to be the fashion designer who exclusively does cashmere sweaters, or maybe the technical designer who only offers tech packs. Being super, super niche in your Upwork profile is one of the number one ways to get ahead, to attract attention, and to land those exact perfect clients that are for you. Yes, this does mean you're going to turn some clients and some brands away, but it also means that the clients that are right for you are going to be 10 times more attracted to you than they are to the other generic freelancers that are out there. The next thing you're going to want to think about with your profile is that making it more, you want it to be a little bit more about your client and less about you. So most people's Upwork profiles look like a resume. I have 3 years of experience and I did this and I did this and I did that. And the reality is that you want to kind of flip it and you want to talk a little bit more about your client than yourself. Like, what problems are your clients facing and how can you solve those and what results can you deliver and how does the client benefit? You want to speak their language and focus more on them than just about listing your experience. The last thing you're going to want to do is that make sure that you've got some portfolio examples that are relevant to that niche we talked about earlier, right? So if you're doing cashmere sweaters, you want portfolio pieces in there that are relevant to cashmere sweaters. The truth is you don't need a ton of projects in your Upwork portfolio. You just need a couple relevant ones. I have a whole book on fashion portfolios that we'll link to in the show notes where you can learn more about building out your portfolio. But the truth is you really only need like 2 to 3 projects. They can be either real life projects or they can be self-directed that are specific to your niche. What you essentially want is to show the brand at a glance that you are the right person for the job. And then the last thing you're going to want to do is write a standout proposal letter, cover letter for Upwork. I have a full article on how to do this, so we'll link to that in the show notes as well. But I'll highlight a few key points and I'll tell you from the hiring side of Upwork, because I have hired a fair amount of people on Upwork, most people's proposals are garbage. Nobody puts in any time to make them personalized or customized. They typically are very copy and paste. They don't address any of the specific questions that I might have put in my job listing. So you can automatically float to the top like 10 or 20% of proposals just by making it specific and personalized to the job posting. Look at what they put in there. Look at some of the things they talked about. Look at some of the specific requirements they're asking for, and then build that into your proposal, right? You don't need to write a novel. You can keep it pretty short and sweet. Just make sure it is personalized based off of the original job listing. You're also going to want to highlight any relevant skills and work experience that relate back to the skills that they're asking for, and make sure that you're addressing any of the things that they've referenced in whatever their needs might be, right? Like if they're in a timeline, if they have a timeline crunch and they're like, I need this done in 2 weeks, address that in your proposal. It is unbelievable how many people send super generic copy and paste proposals out there on Upwork. So like I mentioned, check out the show notes for some more tips on writing a great proposal cover letter for Upwork, putting together a professional portfolio, which you can translate over to Upwork as well, and go out there and land those clients. Even if you're starting from zero on Upwork, it is attainable. We also have a couple other episodes on the podcast with interviews from freelancers who've had great success on Upwork, so we'll link to those as well. Hit play and get started. Thank you so much for listening. And one last time, in case you fast-forwarded through my other announcements about it, heads up on my next live event. It is a live one-day training to give you the skills, tools, and confidence you need to finally find well-paying clients who know the value of your services. It's on May 30th, and you will learn it all from the secret to goldmine to finding clients, how to make sure your pricing doesn't scare brands away, and how to figure out your services just for the fashion industry, plus so much more. I've taught it a few times before and people absolutely love it. One of the attendees, Kate, said, "This is really important, valuable content on cutting edge techniques, not recycling info I can get from YouTube or standard courses. Thank you." You can register and get all the details at sohai.com/live. The link is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there.